Good evening. With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Police in Cayman Brac have arrested three men following a drug bust early Wednesday morning. At around 12:20 a.m., officers on patrol near Watering Place searched a vehicle and its two occupants under the Misuse of Drugs Act. Police say they recovered suspected crack cocaine and ganja. The men, aged 64 and 63, were taken into custody on suspicion of drug offenses. A follow-up search at a residence linked to the suspects uncovered more suspected cocaine and crack cocaine. One of the men was further arrested for possession with intent to supply. A third man at the home, aged 29, was also arrested on suspicion of drug offenses. All three remain in custody as the investigation continues. To the courts, Jair McDonald has been remanded into custody at HMP Northward on charges of theft, attempting to obtain property by deception, and obtaining property by deception. The summary court heard that Mr. McDonald, a Jamaican national, was previously employed in the Cayman Islands under a work permit. However, his permit was cancelled by his former employer on the 25th of November, leaving him with limited legal time in the country. Mr. McDonald is accused of using a stolen credit card to make a series of unauthorized purchases. Prosecutors informed the court that additional charges related to the case are expected, though the Crown could not confirm when these charges would be formally filed. The officer in charge of the investigation reportedly stated that they are, quote, working on it. Mr. McDonald is scheduled to reappear before the court on the 11th of December via video link. Until then, he'll remain in custody. Authorities are investigating a violent altercation at John Gray High School after a video of the incident began circulating in the community. The footage shared with Radio Cayman shows a brawl in a school hallway in which one student is knocked to the ground and repeatedly struck by a group of other students. Following public concern, Radio Cayman contacted the Ministry and Department of Education Services for comment. Officials confirmed that they were aware of the incident, but declined to provide details, noting that the matter has been formally reported to the police and is under investigation. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service also confirmed the incident earlier today. A spokesperson said that an investigation is underway and that officers are taking steps to conduct further inquiries. No additional details have been released at this time. Radio Cayman will provide updates as more information becomes available. October sees more than 60,000 tourists. Department of Tourism stats show 20,000 stayover visitors visited the Cayman Islands in October. This means for the first 10 months of the year, Cayman clocked more than 358,000 stayover arrivals. That's a 2% increase over the 2025 stayover total. Looking at the cruise arrival, there are just under 40,000 registered for October, an almost 30% drop over October 2024. For the 10th month of the year, Cayman welcomed more than 816 cruise visitors, down about 3% from the 2025 cruise total. You can find the full stats online at ourcayman.ky. Sticking with tourism news, Cayman's government is welcoming two new non-stop links from Fort Lauderdale as Spirit and JetBlue touch down together at Owen Roberts International Airport. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles was at today's inaugural arrivals and has this report.
Today is a really proud moment to travel on the inaugural flight of Spirit from Fort Lauderdale to Grand Cayman to kick off our winter season.
That is the voice of Department of Tourism's acting U.S. General Manager, Ayanna Victorine. Airside at Owen Roberts, a welcome party, including Miss Victorine, led by the Honorable Gary Ruddy, greeted the first Spirit and JetBlue passengers from Fort Lauderdale.
I just want to welcome Spirit and also JetBlue here today from Fort Lauderdale. It would open up another gateway for, you know, for people to come down here and visit us. It's an exciting time.
With peak season now underway, Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister Ruddy says the new flights are about opening more doors for visitors.
It's a bullish tourism that we're going to have this winter and going into 2026.
Tourism leaders say the focus now is on turning those extra seats into fuller hotels, more tours, and more jobs for Caymanians through the high season.
It's an exciting time. You know, we got some hotels that we got to fill up. We have some Stingray City trips that we're going to send people to. And some good tours. It's all about Caymankind and showing our Cayman hospitality.
Victorin says this first Spirit flight, and the JetBlue flight as well, sets the tone for the winter travel season.
Aviation is really our lifeblood. So to have another carrier who used to fly here years ago decide to come back because they see the value of this market, it speaks bounds about the Cayman Islands as a three-island destination.
Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Elizabeth. A message from Cayman's leaders this holiday season.
Government is calling on you to help achieve a life-affirming goal. Zero road fatalities. Zero.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says while government has a central role to play in strengthening enforcement and improving public transport, quote, lasting progress depends on everyone.
So slow down. Stay focused and show courtesy. These choices often make the difference between life and loss.
Alongside the National Road Safety Campaign, Operation Winter Guardian will continue through the season with an increased police presence on roads to bust dangerous drivers.
It's the largest event in our industry anywhere in the world, and it happens here in Cayman. It's good all around for everybody.
General Manager of Insurance Managers Association of Cayman, Kevin Poole, tells Radio Cayman this year's Cayman Captive Forum is a big success.
This has been going on now for 32 years. As you can imagine, over that period, the conference has grown as the industry's grown as well. This week we have over 1,500 people here in attendance. We sold out the conference about 2 weeks ago, which is obviously a great problem to have.
This year's forum included more than 100 speakers focused on addressing emerging trends and issues in the captive insurance industry. The upcoming two-year government budget sees a boost for services for Cayman's elderly. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Social Development Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin says older persons remain a, quote, central focus of the upcoming 2026-27 budget.
Our older population has grown by 27% between 2021 and 2023, and more than 4,000 people are expected to reach the age of 65 within the next 5 years. We are acting now to prepare for this demographic reality.
Speaking in Finance Committee, Minister Rankin told MPs his administration is enhancing funding for the Pines Retirement Home, with an annual allocation of roughly $2.7 million for residential care of older persons. Government support of the Meals on Wheels program is growing significantly, from $175,000 this year to more than $500,000 annually over the next 2 years.
Meals on Wheels will continue to deliver between 55,000 and 80,000 nutritious meals annually to older persons in need, supported by 500,000 each year. For many seniors, that meal is more than nutrition. It's companionship, connection, and reassurance that their country has not forgotten them.
Under this budget, Mr. Rankin says the country will see the implementation of the Older Persons Policy 2016 to 2035 and the commencement of the Older Persons Amendment Act. A combined $5.5 million has been earmarked for care of the indigent and disabled elderly persons in the upcoming two-year budget, and a new transfer payment line item includes $500,000 annually for social support programs for seniors and children. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.